Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. And today is the last episode I'm going to be doing for this Bangkok Chronicles series. Bangkok Chronicles, I started just so that I can get back into the flow of making daily podcast episodes. And I wanted to talk about more than just high-ticket drop shipping or digital marketing, but I wanted to talk about kind of my daily life in Bangkok, Thailand. But the cool thing about our life is that we were able to travel all over the place, and this is going to change quite a bit. So we're going to be traveling in a couple of weeks to Los Angeles. We're going to be spending a week in Seattle, a few days in Montana to see my mom, and then we're going to be going out to Grand Rapids, Michigan, I think that's right, to visit my wife's brother, and then we're going to spend New Year's in Los Angeles, and then we're going to come back to Bangkok after that. And then after that, we have some trips planned in, we're going to be in Bali in February. That's going to be our next visa run after that. And then in March and April, we plan to do maybe Japan and Korea, or maybe, you know, China. And then again in May, we'll be going to Bali as well. And then through the summer, we're going to go to Los Angeles, but we're also going to plan a trip to Mexico City and to Cozumel in June. So I'm really excited for that. We want to scuba dive Cozumel. We haven't actually been to Cozumel before. We've been through Playa del Carmen, which is on the other side of Cozumel, other side of the water passageway. And we've been to Cancun and did a lot of fun things out in the Yucatan Peninsula for our honeymoon. But yeah, so we're really excited to go back there this summer. And then beyond that, we're probably going to plan some sort of a Europe trip because we haven't done Europe for a couple of years now. So it's been a crazy journey this whole time. We've been building these businesses, and we've been super fortunate to be able to sell a couple of the businesses. Actually, we sold 3 dropship stores this year. We sold one store in January for $60,000, and we sold another 2 stores a couple of months ago for $50,000 each. And between that and our new dropship store income and our e-commerce paradise income from the masterclass, as well as affiliate marketing and coaching and consulting and digital marketing services, I've actually amassed a total of around a couple $100,000 in income this year. And so it's really, I don't even know if that's, it's probably more than that actually. I still have to wrap up all my books and stuff for the end of the year, which is coming up. But it's really amazing. And I was looking back today at this, but when I was working my sales job at Intermountain Lock, which is in Van Nuys, located in Salt Lake City, but they have branches and stuff like that around the U.S., and I was a salesman there selling locks and security hardware back around 2008 all the way up to 2012, 4.5 years or so, and I quit my job in 2013. But the cool thing about it was I had started working there at about $10 an hour. And so the yearly wage the first couple of years I worked there was close to maybe $17,000, $18,000 a year after taxes. And then the yearly wage when I moved up into sales, my hourly wage went to $12 an hour. So that was it. And then I got some spiffs here and there, which are like little commissions for selling certain products from suppliers. But generally speaking, it wasn't a whole lot more. And after tax, it was about $19,500 a year of what I was taking home with me. So it really wasn't obviously enough to live on in LA, to live any kind of a good lifestyle. I had no disposable income. I put a lot of stuff on my credit cards, and I would be constantly going into debt. And that's why I wanted to do a side hustle in the very beginning. And the side hustle eventually turned into a real sustainable income, which was my dropship stores doing high ticket dropshipping. Started that back around 2010, or even before that, I was doing eBay and garage sale, buying and flipping on eBay and stuff like that. And Amazon, I was actually flipping school books on Amazon. So it's been a wild journey to get where I am now. But looking back, it's incredible how far we've come. Just this month alone, we've been able to do around $20,000 total in profits from our dropship store and from e-commerce paradise. And we have some really great clients that we've taken on recently for big projects. And I'm really excited about this because I'm going to be able to create some amazing case studies for building out these niche specific dropshipping, high ticket dropshipping stores for people. And it's really going to help us get a lot more recognition in the space and bring in a lot more new clients, because our goal is not just to help show people how to do this. Our goal is to actually do it for them. So we're creating programs now where we'll completely create a complete high-ticket dropshipping store business, launch it, and get sales for that person. And it's actually for a really low price right now. I'm offering this package for $10,000, and it's a turnkey business package. So if you want to learn more about that, you can go to ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass, click the button at the top to see the package pricing, and you scroll down to the last one. You can learn all about what I'm doing for people now. I've got a couple of people that have taken me up on that offer, so I'm really excited to build these out in the next couple of months. honestly, for me, it's a process I've gotten really well tuned to the point where it's just like clockwork for me. So I know how to do this stuff like the back of my hand, and I just go and do it. For these people that are taking me up on this offer, for them, it's an amazing, amazing value, because normally if you wanted to go out into the space and get a super well optimized store, you know, you'd have to spend upwards of $50,000 to $100,000 to get a store like this that we're building for people. And so, you know, offering that for $10,000 right now is a pretty insane deal. And honestly, it's not going to be at that low price for a long time. I'm actually going to be doubling the price here pretty soon, just because honestly, number one, I don't want that many clients to take me up on this offer in the very beginning. I want to be able to build out some really good stores for these people and make them super successful so I can get some great case studies. First and foremost, I want to make them a lot of money so that they can come back and refer me to their friends and stuff like that. Because that's my goal. Number one is to make everybody that enters my masterclass or takes me up on any of my services or coaching super successful. My goal is to over deliver constantly on every single part of my business that I constantly can, whether it's free content, whether it's paid content or anything. So that's number one, my business ethic. But number two, I really want to make sure that I'm being paid appropriately for my services. And I'm looking at the marketplace and thinking, like, what can I do more than anybody else is offering people right now? And that's the one thing I came up with, was to actually do the work for people. And a lot of marketers, especially in the dropshipping space, are afraid to do this kind of stuff because it's kind of like the wild, wild west out there. You know, people that are just getting into it, they don't really know it works. And a lot of people are getting into it with not a whole lot of money besides what they invest in a course. And so they're afraid to make the investments that are really important, that really make your store shine past, you know, above your competition. And with that fear then comes a lack of sales, obviously. And then that lack of sales prevents them from growing faster, right? So we were kind of in that space a couple of years ago. And it wasn't until I grew out of just doing dropshipping and got more into consulting and coaching that I realized that there's so much abundance out there that you just have to have a bigger, you know, greater, more abundant mindset to be able to capture this kind of stuff. There's tons of niches out there, guys. It's not like it's scarce at all. There's so much growth in e-commerce these days. 2019 is going to be insane for e-commerce. I haven't yet heard the numbers from Amazon and Houzz and Wayfair and their sales for Black Friday, Cyber Monday weekend, but I'm assuming they're going to be insane. I do know that Alibaba.com in 1 hour of their 11/11 sale, which is like the Singles Day sale, which is like a Chinese holiday, sales holiday out here in the East, the Far East, they eclipsed Amazon sales volume for an entire like weekend or something like that. It was literally like the most insane thing ever. So look that up, guys. Alibaba and 11/11 and just e-commerce growth in Asia is absolutely insane right now. I haven't entered the market yet. I don't really plan to for a while. I'm in the US market because I'm, you know, a US citizen and that's what I teach and that's what I know really well. But in the future, who knows? It's going to open up all across the world and grow. And people are doing it. And I'm sure there's people dropshipping on Lazada, dropshipping, you know, actually on platforms like AliExpress or something like that. Not the classic version you'd think of, but people actually out here in Asia doing it. And there's, of course, US stores. People based all around the world own stores that, you know, ship internationally. So e-commerce is exploding, guys. It's really cool. We just got done with this weekend. We made quite a few sales. We were really happy with it. We had a brand new store. First month it's around, it just did 15K in sales. So that's awesome. And we're excited to grow it and scale it. And Cyber Monday and Black Friday were actually being documented by Shopify. And Shopify had this, if you haven't seen it yet, it's a live feed, and they probably have a recording somewhere of their sales per minute, as well as how many orders are being placed or something like that. So, and then they have like a map of all the different stores that are taking orders and where they ship to. So it's really fascinating to see that Shopify is doing this now with their live feeds, and they're showing every single sale that's coming in, and it was averaging somewhere around $300,000 to $500,000 either per minute or per hour, I forget now, but absolutely incredible sales volume on Shopify stores. Ezra Firestone, if you haven't heard of him, he's the guy behind Smart Marketer, but he also handles the business growth, e-commerce growth of Boom by Cindy Joseph, which is a brand of cosmetics, and he does a lot of amazing sales funnel work with them, and he eclipsed an insane amount of sales this last holiday. He's doing some really cool like webinar masterclasses and stuff like that where he teaches you how to do what he does, and it's some really advanced stuff. He doesn't work with beginners. He works only with people who are already doing a lot of sales online, and he takes what they're doing and helps them scale. He's got some apps. I've talked about them in past podcasts, Zipify Pages, offers, as well as one called Zipify One Click Upsell. And so I'm going to be testing out these in high ticket dropshipping. I'm super confident they're going to help really, really boost our sales, especially on best selling products. Because if there's more than anything you should be focused on, it's your best sellers. And one really cool thing that you can do is you can go to Amazon, and if they sell that product, which they usually do, you can look at what other products they recommend. And those products they recommend, you can source those, and you can actually offer those as one-click upsells after the purchase, or as add-on options, and or as free gifts, you know, to compete better in your marketplace. So use that as an idea for going to find free gifts, going to find add-ons. And it's all about customer lifetime value. So just understand, when somebody buys one product, they're probably interested in two or three more that are going to directly benefit them. And Amazon is really good at doing sales funnels and finding out exactly which products they should be upselling to customers. They have algorithms that are just built specifically for that, because they know that that their average order value goes up, their net profit goes up in generally speaking. And people are impulse buyers. If they're going to buy a $2,000 fireplace, they're probably going to add on, you know, this, that, or the other thing, like some custom, you know, custom decorations or whatever. Maybe there's like a candle set that would go along with it really well. That's one of the things we were doing in our store, is actually offering a candle set for a free gift with a fireplace. I thought that was a great idea, an LED candle set. So if you guys want some more ideas on stuff that you could be focused on for niche marketing, whether it be expensive products or whether it just be cheap products that you can do for upsells and add-ons after the purchase, you can go check out a website that I just found today. It's called nichescraper.com. And if you haven't heard of Niche Scraper, it's kind of a cool piece of software, and it's free to try out for your first like 5 or 10 searches. But what it has a few different options, and it's got like a Shopify store scraper. So if you enter a Shopify URL, it'll tell you what their most popular items are, which is kind of cool to see. And then they have a Shopify product scraper. So if you type a keyword in, it'll show a bunch of stores that offer products in that with that keyword in it, which is really fascinating to see. And then you will have a list of researched products, and they even have a video ad maker, which I thought actually is pretty neat. So I'm going to start looking at that for making some sort of like video ads, or even just organic Facebook posts and stuff like that. But they come square, so they're good for Facebook and Instagram. So I'm really excited to use Niche Scraper, and it's only $18 a month as a membership. I actually signed up for their affiliate program, so if you guys are interested in checking it out, you can check it out for free. It's nichescraper.com. But if you are going to sign up, I'd appreciate if you use my affiliate link. It's ecommerceparadise.com/nichescraper. So really cool, guys. Check out that tool. I just found out about it today, and I actually made one video, and it turned out really cool. It's super simple. It's just, they take like your product URL, they pull your photos from it, so maybe 5 or 10 photos, and they make a slideshow video with music that isn't a royalty, doesn't have any kind of royalty behind it. So it's free music to use. And it's decent music. It's not that bad. But they also have transitions, and they have little piece of text on top. So I'm guessing you can either say like the product name, or something like, hey, yeah, comment below if you like this, or like tag a friend who needs this, or something like that, I think is the one that's built in. And then they have a end screen text. So like shop now at yourstore.com, or, you know, buy now, or, you know, whatever, free shipping at the, so I'm thinking of cool ways we could do this, and we could integrate this into a social media marketing strategy. I'm excited about this tool. It's pretty sweet, really easy piece of video creating software. And of course for research. So nichescraper.com is cool. So go check that out. I was just doing a bunch of videos in my masterclass yesterday on social media marketing, and I wanted to kind of talk about those too, because we do quite a bit of different things for social media marketing. I think part of my whole thing with high ticket dropshipping to become successful is you've got to have multiple touch points with your customers before they're going to place an order for you. That isn't always true. Of course, there's a lot of customers that just buy it right from the Google Shopping app because you have the best deal. But the people that don't, which are a lot of people usually, you're going to want to follow up with them in one way or another. And an easy way to do that is with retargeting and with email marketing, but also with social media marketing. So over time, the more brand presence you build in social media channels, the more likely people are going to know, like, and trust you, share your brand with their friends, and they're going to like you, and they're going to be more likely to do business with you, because it looks more like they're getting a referral. Well, you're getting a referral from them, and the search engines are going to like that. They're going to see a lot of social signals. They're going to boost your product pages for product keywords. They're going to boost your collections for product type and brand keywords. are going to boost your blog post for the keywords they're supposed to rank for. And so more likely than not, you'll get a lot of sales for free just from basic social media marketing that's free. Now, keep in mind that social media these days is really good, especially Facebook and Instagram and YouTube, at cutting out the crappy content. Their only goal is to get more people onto their platform for as long as possible so they can sell more ads. So the more you create commercial content in their organic ecosystem, the less likely they're going to show your content to people, right? In other words, people don't respond as well to commercial content if it's not an ad, right? As well as they respond to something that's more viral and more fun. So Facebook wants to see that consumers are liking and commenting and sharing your posts. The share is the strongest trigger. The comment is second and the like is third. And so just focus on getting people to share your content. Share this, share that, tag a friend. Tagging is really cool too. You know, all these little engagement triggers, they really drive up, the overall presence of your content on social media. So whatever you're going to create out there, just don't make it too commercial. And if you do want to do something commercial, like a weekend sales holiday, use their advertising platform for that, and they're going to reward you for that. But you do have to create your ads just like as if they were an exciting organic thing in order to get a really good open rate, click-through rate, and purchasing. You have to get a good offer, right? So there's a lot that goes into it, but I was doing some stuff. Obviously, we have a lesson on setting up your Facebook page and optimizing that, set up your Pinterest profile, optimizing that, creating Pinterest boards and pins. But I just recently filmed some really good stuff on setting up an optimized Instagram account, as well as setting up your Buffer feed. And Buffer is like an automated tool for social media posting, so that you can have a VA go in and just post cool stuff that's going to post automatically to Instagram every day. And then I created a lesson on setting up IFTTT so that your posts that go to Instagram will automatically be posted to Facebook and Twitter. So that's really cool, so that people will see you posting cool, funny images every day, like maybe memes or anything that's viral, even videos, things like that. And it's kind of lifestyle stuff and whatever. It's just to create engagement and get people excited about your brand, right? And so when people are liking your page and they see a lot going on your page, it's a lot more likely that they're going to know, like, and trust you then, because they see you not just as a website selling products, but as as almost a friend of theirs, right? So definitely set that kind of a thing up. And I use a tool called InstaZood for Instagram engagement. It basically automatically goes out. It's like a bot that goes out and likes and follows accounts that like and comment on your competitors' accounts. So definitely check that out, InstaZood. I'm an affiliate for theirs as well. So if you want to check it out and actually sign up for them and pay them, I appreciate if you use my referral link. It's ecommerceparadise.com/InstaZood, spelled Insta like Instagram and Z-O-O-D. So check that out, guys. InstaZood, it's kind of cool. If you're in the masterclass, you can go check out. It's module 6, lesson 7. So I just made a whole thing on how to set that up and how to use it. It's a really, really cool tool for Instagram engagement. And building an Instagram profile is actually really, really profitable for e-commerce, because more than ever, people are on this platform. It's a very image-based platform. So you don't want to just post pictures of products. You might think it's a good idea, but really it doesn't get as much engagement. A lot of people scroll past it. So again, you want to post things that are more lifestyle-based. And if you are going to post a picture of a product, make it few and far between. And, and the most lucrative form of a product picture post is an ad. So if you are going to post pictures of products, just make it an advertisement, because the cool thing about Instagram is they give you a link that you can put in front of somebody for that. So like, for instance, if you post a picture of a chair on Instagram organically, people see that and like, so what, and they move past it. But if you do an advertisement for the audience of people that are interested in furniture for a chair, and then you have a link to click, it's more likely that person is going to click that link because they're actually interested in that, right? According to their demographic data and according to the person's profile and what they've actually followed and showed interest in before, right? And they know that data. And so you're able to better target people, not just the people that follow your page. And you're able to target people outside of your page's audience as well. So a much larger network of people you're able to target. Anyway, so they click on your ad and they land on your website. Now they're pixeled, with your Facebook pixel. So you'll be running Facebook retargeting ads, but then you also have a chance to capture their email address. And so over time, they'll probably be more likely to like your Facebook page then, and sign up for your email list if you have a good email funnel, and then you'll send them enough communication messages that by the time they're actually interested in a chair, you're the first website they're thinking of, because you've actually talked to them a lot. And if you keep it really personal with your email messages and stuff like that, they're going to think of you as a friend in the online shopping space. They'd rather go to you than Amazon, just because they feel like they know, like, and trust you, right? So That's one great way to use social media marketing and a little bit of paid social media marketing to boost your brand image, and then to also make it so that people will come back when they're actually ready to buy something. You know, and when they are ready to buy something and they type that product keyword into Google and they find your Google Shopping ad, they're way more likely to click on your ad because they recognize you, they remember you, they like you, and they're just going to buy it from you, right? Because you have a good deal. So that's how you do it, guys. That's how you win in this game, is by having all these different platforms set up and ready for when somebody's actually ready to buy. A lot of it's based on inbound marketing principles, content marketing principles. If you haven't read the book Jab, 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 Right Hook by Gary Vaynerchuk, I highly recommend checking that out. I've been reading it a lot lately, and it really explains the power of having multiple jab points first, which means just super valuable content, and then getting into the hooks after that, which is your product posting. And more than ever, it's super important to understand that anything worth organic, even in ads, but anything worth organic needs to be a jab. You cannot write hook with any kind of a just, you know, regular social media post anymore these days, because people engage less in it, and it's going to drive down that engagement factor, right? So just understand that, and anything that is a right hook, you should definitely put in an advertisement form and try to make it still seem like a jab, okay? And same thing goes with email marketing. Don't just send email marketing messages with an offer. Actually put a jab into that before you write hook, right? So make sure you put really good, entertaining, educational, valuable content before, so that they feel like you gave them some value, and then you can give them the offer, okay, no matter what. And yeah, it's hard to remember, but you know, it's really important to do that, guys. And the number one key way to do that always works is telling a story that's relevant to your offer, or at least telling any story and just tying it into your offer, right? So think of parables, and a parable is just a story that leads to a conclusion of some sort. Like the moral of the story was, you know, this, right? That's kind of the baseline of what a parable is. And those are super powerful in marketing, because people love morals. And when a moral of a story leads to the reason why they should buy your offer, and they've already been on the fence about it, and they know, like, and trust you now, you know, and you sent them a bunch of marketing messages, it's more likely they're going to purchase. Just because, you know what, you've literally you've met that minimum threshold of value before they pay you that amount of money. It's just a perceived value game, guys, and so you have to understand that. But you can win with high ticket dropshipping just by having a good enough offer in a comparison shopping engine. That's the amazing thing about this business model. But if you take it to the next level, you can win massively, way beyond what any of your competitors are ever going to be able to do. So there's so much room for growth here, and most people aren't doing it. I would say 95% or 96 or 7% of these high ticket dropshipping stores out there are just doing the bare minimum of what they need to do to make some sales. And that's why they're always going to be struggling at that $20,000 or $30,000 a month level. It's because they don't do all this advanced work. And I've been doing advanced work for a long time now, and I realize it is a lot. I mean, it gets crazy, right? You can do so much stuff. But my goal is to actually create a real-world case study of this work and build it out as the masterclass. So that's what I'm doing. I'm in the process of doing it. I'm really excited about it. I'm gonna have a full module on content marketing and SEO, which means pre-selling products. And the more I learn about how to sell information products and coaching consulting, the more I'm able to take that information and put it into how to sell high ticket physical products through, you know, basically dropshipping and e-commerce comparison shopping engines and sales channels. So it's really cool, and there's so much you can do with content marketing and SEO that can help you solidify your brand image as the best place to shop for that particular niche, and it can help you super scale your store. It's incredible what the potential is out there, guys, if you just want to take it by the reins and get it done. I'm also going to be doing a whole module on YouTube marketing, because YouTube is one of the best channels to have informational and commercial content on. It's free to use. It's free to post. You can put whatever links you want to, as long as they're not spam links, into the description of your video. And once you start getting enough subscribers, you can get your own channel name. youtube.com/ecommerceparadise, for instance. And then once you have 1,000 subscribers, you can start putting cards right into your videos, so you can actually link directly to your products when you have a video about it. At the, you know, most opportune moment, you can have a little link pop up and someone can click that. And you can even run advertising on YouTube as a retargeting ad or as a prospecting ad, just like you can with Facebook or Google. So it's really incredible what's available out there in YouTube. People are on YouTube constantly these days, doing video, watching videos about this, that, or the other thing. So if somebody's in your niche watching videos. Let's say you sell dining room tables and they're watching a video that Howe's made or something like that, or a channel that, you know, advertise that monetizes their videos. Well, your video could potentially show up before that video even plays, up to 30 seconds in length, you know, a skippable ad, and it can talk about your store and your offering. And if somebody's interested and it looks cool and it's kind of fun, and you know, that's a prospecting ad basically, that they haven't seen your store yet, they might actually click through to your store. And if they do, you pixel them, you follow up with them, you know, that's more top of the funnel. But if someone has been to your store and now they're browsing around for more ideas, and you hit them with a retargeting ad video that just kind of solidifies your brand image, and you structure those ads so that like maybe the first video they see plays for the first time, the next time they see your video, it's not the same ad, it's a second ad that kind of delivers a different piece of content. Like it talks about something else. Maybe it talks about the product, and the next ad talks about like how, you know, trustworthy your brand is and stuff like that, and you know, the different offers and stuff that you can make to them, right? You know, that kind of stuff is really powerful because now you're telling them a story over time. So there's two things here. There's storytelling, and then there is the time that people have that they go through, right? Just think about it as like a relationship that you're building. No relationship happens instantly. Nobody just walks up to somebody in the street, asks if they can marry them, and they say yes, right? It's never going to happen because they haven't figured out who you are yet. They don't trust you. They don't necessarily like you yet, unless you're just like this crazy good salesman and you got some really good pickup lines. But more often than not, you know, you're going to get turned down, right? So you have to build a relationship over time. And it happens with every single touch point, every single moment you talk to them, you have to provide value of some sort, make them laugh, make them smile, right? You know, make them feel good about themselves, make them feel good about hanging out with you. And so, you know, consider the same stuff with marketing, and it's going to help you take your marketing to the next level and make it really, really, really enjoyable for the customer. And that's the key here, is making your marketing super enjoyable for the customer. So I have a whole, thing planned on also outsourcing. And so it's really exciting to build these businesses, because as you begin to build past the launch phase, you start realizing how much these businesses kind of fractal off. And I use the analogy of fractal, because what a fractal is just kind of infinitely builds, right? Like a fractal never ends. It just constantly gets smaller and smaller, and all these little arms grow off all these other little arms. And that's kind of what happens when a business launches, is all of a sudden you realize there's all these marketing channels. You really should just focus on a few marketing channels that are really good for your business niche and your ability to do content marketing. But there are tons of different ways you can drive traffic and stuff like that. And if you just focus on growth within those, you know, few channels, and focus on, you know, then maybe even expanding into more niches and whatnot, you're going to have to build a team to manage all this stuff. It's just bottom line. I use virtual assistants for every step of the way. I use them for building my businesses, and I use them for managing my businesses, because without a team, you're pretty much going to go crazy trying to build one of these businesses, and it will take you forever. I wasn't really using VAs for the first year and a half or 2 years when I first started doing this, and that's why it took me so long. And then I hired a VA. My very first VA was a data entry VA, and I literally just would make a video on what I wanted him to do, and he would go and do it. He would update like listings. He would just do a lot of repetitive work for me. And over time, I've learned how to better do training for VAs. And now I've got it down, you know, to a fine art. You just make a video exactly what you want them to do. You give them the video, you give them a deadline, and you know, you make sure that the you know, you're either paying an hourly rate or per project, and they get the work done for you, and they deliver it. And if anything's wrong, you tell them, they fix it, and done, paid, and moving on, right? So that's how you deal with virtual assistants, and they're really cool people. And if you just have like a long-term mindset, you can build a team and you can manage them and have a great time scaling your business. So I'm working a lot on the masterclass right now. I'm also working on building out the content on my website, my blog. My goal is to have tons of podcast episodes every single day. I want to make blog content for people, and I'm trying to build out a whole front-end funnel right now, so that people will have a way to do business with me without having to pay an arm and a leg to do business with me, right? Because in order to get in the masterclass right now, you have to pay $14.97. That's the minimum smallest package that I have, unless you get a better, a deal through me from my email list, right? So if you guys want to get in the masterclass for less expensive, you've got to get on my email list. It's the only place I offer discounts on my masterclass, and it's only limited time stuff. So you got to get in there if you want to get in at a lower price. But generally speaking, that's where I start, right? Because I only want to work with people who, number one, can afford to do high ticket dropshipping. In other words, they have good credit and they have a credit card. They can put something for $1,500 on, because if you can't, then really you shouldn't even be doing high ticket dropshipping in the first place. But number two, I also want people that are going to be committed. I don't want somebody who's going to join for $100 the next month, just drop out, you know? And, you know, it's just silly. I don't want your money if you are going to drop out and you're not committed to this business model. So you have to watch all my free trainings first. You have to make sure this is the right business model for you. And then when you're 100% committed, you know it's you want my course instead of any others, because it's got way more valuable content, all the templates, everything you need to get started, way better resources than any of the other courses, then that's why you choose my course. And you're going to be the happiest customer and the happiest person, because you're actually going to be profitable with this. I have a really good case study that I just worked with. His name's Nate, and he started in April or May with me. A really committed guy, family man, salesman, and he just, like, he knew e-commerce was a thing. He heard about e-commerce paradise through this podcast, and he signed up for the dropshipping masterclass, high ticket dropshipping masterclass, and he started just crushing it. And he built a store, and he started doing sales, and we did some coaching calls, and he was just rocking it. And you know, sometime within the last month, he actually sold his store for $50,000. So within 6 months, he did that, and it's just insane. Like, you know, this just doesn't happen in any other business out there. You have to own your business for years, and you have to invest tons of money up front in order to even have that business in the first place. So it's just incredible what you can do. And that's why we're doing this. We're focusing all our effort on high ticket dropshipping right now. I'm not trying to go and deal in other industries right now. I'm not trying to get into investing in Bitcoin. I'm not trying to get into real estate, because I know that e-commerce has so much potential, and are just scraping the surface of what the potential is. And I love this stuff so much. I'm super passionate about building these stores out and building these businesses and making money and helping customers and finding, you know, solutions to problems. I'm just a straight up problem solver. That's all I am. And I realized the best way I can help people is by building a masterclass, offering coaching, and now I'm actually offering done for you services that are really, really, really useful. Because if you have money and you don't have much time, then the best way to skip ahead is by buying a done for you service from me, because I will actually do the work for you, and I will give you a super optimized store, one that you wouldn't even probably be able to build out yourself, unless you spent hours and hours and hours and hours working on it, right? And if you don't have that much time, then, and you have the money to invest, do it. It's the best way to get something launched super fast and profitable, and you can start scaling it and learn as you go from there. So that's what I'm doing these days. I think, honestly, right now, it's the highest level I can serve somebody. Being as it is that I'm in Bangkok, Thailand, and I'm not really that interested in doing a whole lot of like live presentation stuff or classroom structured stuff. I might be in the future, but at the moment I'm not. And so I can do this stuff online from where I'm at, working remotely. So it's really cool. You're able to work with somebody who normally you probably have to pay $50,000 to $100,000 to get somebody at my level to do something like this for you. Even then you'd be having a team of people work on it for you, where I'm actually going to go out and do the work myself, because I'm really, really good at it. And I just love it. And it's a lot of fun. So again, I'm not going to be offering that price for the turnkey business for too long, because I know, honestly, probably a lot of people are going to want to take me up on it beyond where I already have. I already have some more people interested, and it's a lot of work for sure. So I want to pace myself. So I'm probably going to be doubling the price pretty soon to $20,000 on that package. So if you are interested, you can get in now, but don't wait, because I'm not going to be offering any rain checks either. It's a big package and a lot of work. So I'm excited about it, but I'm really excited to pull out the case studies from this as well, to show you guys, like, you know, how long this takes to launch a niche specific store and how much money you can possibly make in the months following that. Including selling the store. And my masterclass covers, A to Z. And there's 16 modules in there right now, probably going to be more as time goes on, because I'm going to be separating things out. Because as I grow the training courses, I realize that some of these things deserve their own modules, you know, certain things. So a lot of work ahead of me, and I'm okay with that. And I hope you guys understand that this is all about growth, personal growth. You know, if you want to, whatever your goal is in life, if you want to get rich, that's fine. But if you want to just have a really nice family life, and you want to, you know, be able to, you know, hang out with your kids more often, you don't want to have to go and work all day long and then come home and, you know, finally see your kids at night. You want to be able to take them on trips, take them on vacations, travel the world. You know, a lot of people join the masterclass and they have families and they have kids. And that's one of their main goals, is spend more time with their family and be able to raise their kids. And honestly, this is one of the best ways to do it because you can work from your laptop from anywhere. And yes, you can work from your laptop and take care of your kids. You just have to make sure that you kind of separate your time a little bit here and there, but it's possible. I used to grow my business and have two cats, and trust me, cats are like the most ridiculous thing to have around you when you're trying to work online because they will just literally jump on top of your computer. At least kids won't jump on top of your computer. I mean, maybe they will. They're not very well, very obedient, but yeah, cats will just literally jump on top of your computer and put their butt in your face. So it can be kind of interesting and hilarious when you have a cat at home trying to work on a computer. But for the most part, guys, just understand all this takes is a lot of focus, dedication, commitment, persistence, and, you know, belief in yourself, belief that it works, but also belief that you can do the work and that you can become successful. If you believe in yourself, nothing can stop you. I have utter 110% belief in myself that I'm going to be very successful with this and that all of my clients are going to be very successful with businesses I set up for them. And that helps fuel my fire to actually keep going and to work on it on a daily basis. So you have to come up with this unwavering belief in yourself and your business and your ability to do business, your ability to learn. You know, and don't hold yourself back thinking, oh, I don't know this yet, you know, so, or, you know, it costs too much money or whatever. Just like look past all those little insecurities for now, right? And just focus on what you're going to learn and how that's going to help you grow in the future. Okay, so no matter what it is, you know, if you need to learn more sales techniques, go out and buy some books on sales and then commit to reading them. You'll learn sales, like give it, you know, a few months. The classic old college, time it takes to get a degree, 2 to 4 years or whatever, you can learn like crazy amounts of this marketing stuff in a couple of months, in less than 30 days, if you just put your mind to it. So what I like to tell people is like, you need to practice learning. Your brain is like a muscle. So the more you practice learning, the more you're able to take in any one session. So, you know, start with a 10-minute session and then 20 and then 30, like reading a book or watching a course or something like that. And take notes while you do it, because that's one of the most powerful ways to like keep what you learn is actually by writing down. Just the physical motion of moving your hand helps cement it in your brain. And then you're going to learn more and you're going to be able to actually take more action. And then guys, when you're learning, take action on what you learn. Don't just learn, but actually try to practice it. You know, if somebody says do more jabbing and less right hooking, try to figure out how to do more jabbing and do some jabbing and see how it goes. See if people respond better to that. And then case study that out. Try to figure out, you know, what are other people doing that you like, and then look at other case studies. Like for me, I always go on Instagram or Facebook, and any ad that I see, I save that post. So I have this huge library of saved posts that are advertisements on Instagram and Facebook, and I'm able to look back at that and see all the ads that I liked, why I like them, and then read their sales copy, look at their video or image, and kind of break that down and try to improve mine, right? And it's a work in progress, and I'll admit I'm not perfect, and I don't think anybody else listening to the podcast is ever going to be perfect, but at the same time, you're good enough, and I think that's all that matters, is that you're good enough to make it happen, to actually succeed with whatever it is you want to succeed in life, and you need to just get past that fear mentality and just go 100% full bore into whatever it is that you need to do that you're afraid to do that's going to take your business to the next level, and just do it and have fun with it, and you know, consider it an experiment. If you succeed, great. If you fail, fine. Just figure out why you failed and how to do it better, and maybe you'll succeed the next time. And you know, it's just like falling down skateboarding. You know, I fall down a lot when I skate, and I just laugh it off now. It's just hilarious when I fall down, and I try to figure out why I fell down and try to do it better next time, you know, and that's okay. And that's the one thing skateboarding taught me about life, is that it's okay to fall down and nobody is going to laugh at you. Maybe they will a little bit, but that's okay too, because just consider they're not laughing at you. I mean, they kind of are, but they're laughing at the situation more than anything, because when you look funny, you're entertaining, and they're laughing because laughing feels good. It makes you feel good, right? And it really relaxes you and relieves you of the stress in life. So guys, laugh more, smile more, enjoy life more on a daily basis, learn as much as you can, take action, and you'll become very, very, very successful. Believe in yourself, have faith that it works, and I'm excited to work with more of you. If you're interested in high-ticket dropshipping, if you're just beginning out, check out my niches list. I have a list. I'm actually redoing my entire list, offering an entire experience out of that, and then I'm creating a whole niche hacks course just for high-ticket dropshipping, so look out for that in the coming months. I'm actually going to be creating a lot of niche reports that include competitors, suppliers, keywords, all that stuff, and case studies, and I'm going to be offering them as purchases. Each niche report you can purchase separately, or you can just buy the entire Niche Hacks membership. So that'll be really exciting for me and for you. And if you're not a beginner, if you're advanced, if you're already doing this stuff, but you're looking to take it to the next level, you can buy coaching from me right now, and you can buy any number of done-for-you services. I offer email marketing services and management. I offer Google Ads done-for-you and management. But I'm also going to be building out a lot of advanced courses, so I'm excited for that. Every single module that's past the launch stage, I'm going to be building a separate masterclass for that. So I'm going to have a social media marketing masterclass, conversion rate optimization masterclass, email marketing masterclass, Google Ads masterclass, content marketing, SEO masterclass, YouTube marketing, so on and so forth. So there's a lot of different masterclasses I'm going to be making in the future. But my goal here, number one, is to really get the high ticket dropshipping masterclass filled out, because I wanted to have an A to Z thing that somebody can buy into, take to launch and then scale from there and really grow and be successful and be a really awesome case study. So like I can show people that this works. And you know, the more people I make successful people, the happier person I am. And that's why I do it. I'm just super passionate about being happy. And that makes me happy when I help somebody become successful. So that's why I'm doing it. I hope that makes sense. I really hope that makes sense to you guys, and you know, that it resonates, because if anything, we all love to help people, right? That's why we're doing this in the first place. If you don't want to help people, then don't start a business. You know what I mean? It's really important that you want to help people, right? Because that's all you're doing online, is you're solving problems. You're connecting a person who's interested in something to the supplier, and you're getting that shipped out for them, right? That's dropshipping. So get excited about it. Be a problem solver. And if you're interested, you can join my masterclass, ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. But get the niches list first. And on any of the sales holidays, I usually do some sort of either a discount or a special offer. So definitely check that out. Stay tuned for more cool stuff. I'm going to be doing daily podcasts from now on. I'm probably covering a lot of the same subjects every single day. But in my opinion, repetition is really, really good, right? So if you're listening to a podcast every single day, and you know, maybe you hear a lot of the same stuff out there, that's totally okay. Because the more you listen to that's the same kind of stuff that's true, the more it cements it in your brain, the more you're actually going to learn it and remember it. So I'm not afraid to talk about some of the same stuff every day. I think it's really important, and I'm sure you're going to love it. So stay tuned for more podcast episodes. Also check out the YouTube channel. I'm going to be doing a whole new round of videos on YouTube coming here pretty soon, from beginner to advanced, all that stuff. And really trying to up my content marketing game for e-commerce paradise, as well as my affiliate marketing game. So I'm going to be reviewing a lot of different softwares, probably even reviewing my competitors' courses and stuff like that, doing a lot of different SEO things. So I'm excited to get that going and not afraid at all. I like to network with people that are friendly, and I don't mind telling the truth about people that aren't friendly online. It's not something I'm afraid of, and it's something I'm actually pretty excited about and passionate about, which is, you know, making sure that people know the truth behind what's out there and who's out there and what they're doing. And there's a lot of unscrupulous people out there that actually, you know, don't have your best intentions in mind. So I want to make that apparent. And it's kind of funny, whenever I see somebody else already talking about it, I realize how much more I need to be doing this too. So in doing a lot of research, I found some articles and content out there about these unscrupulous people that I've discovered. And I just realized, you know what, I should probably be talking about them too. I'm not going to do it in this episode. I'm going to save that for another one. So stay tuned for all sorts of interesting, you know, drama, I guess you could say. It'll be interesting. But for the most part, I'm a very positive person. So I like to stick to the positivity, guys. I hope you can understand that. I hope you feel the same way. Positivity is the best way to grow your business. I'm really not out there to put people down. But at the same time, I do want to make sure that the facts are presented appropriately, and you guys are aware of scams out there, because there are some scams. So let's just keep it at that, and I will see you guys in the next episode. Take care, and good luck with your sales.